SRN News, I'm John Scott. The presidential election entering its final two-month sprint to the finish line. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
With the summer conventions over and the Labor Day holiday behind us, the two presidential campaigns are shifting into high gear for the final 9 weeks. The Trump and Harris teams will be focusing on a handful of battleground states, prioritizing travel and advertising in those states. The next big event on the campaign schedule is the Trump-Harris debate in Philadelphia next Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, on the battlefront, Ukraine's president says Russian strikes have killed dozens and wounded many more.
The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. It lies 70 miles from the Russian border. In a video, Zelensky says one of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People found themselves under the rubble, but many were saved. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russian forces since the war began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Columbia University, the epicenter of last spring's campus movement against Israel's war in Gaza, is bracing for the return of protests this semester. As students return to class, administrators say they're seeking to de-escalate tensions while circulating new guidance on protests. But student organizers say they won't be deterred by the new rules and will continue their activism until their demands are met. A demonstration had already begun outside the campus this morning. Some Jewish students, meanwhile, have accused the university of being too lenient with the protesters. A spokesperson for Columbia said they were prepared for a range of scenarios. Stock sharply lower. The Dow is down 445 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham preparing for another trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach at a gospel festival in Italy on September 14th. The Piazza del Plebiscito in Naples will be the venue for the event, and Graham will be joined by local church leaders and Christian music stars. Graham does some globetrotting every year, and 2024 has been no exception. He's already staged gospel festivals in Mexico, Poland, and the United Kingdom this year. He will be in Vietnam in December. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal art school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. That requires it to be a place of girls and young women and must be interpreted as it was understood back then. This is SRN News. In consumer news, federal regulators have tied another death to dangerous Takata airbag inflators. It's the 28th such fatality in the U.S.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the driver was killed in 2018 in Alabama in a Honda vehicle. It says the death underscores the need for people to replace recalled airbag inflators. Takata used a chemical that triggers a small explosion to inflate airbags in a crash. But the chemical can deteriorate over time and explode with too much force. That can blow apart a metal canister, sending shrapnel into the passenger compartment. Rich Thomason reporting.
Massachusetts Republicans will choose candidates to challenge U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in state primaries, the possible Republican nominees. Industrial engineer Bob Antonellis, Quincy City Councilmember Ian Kane, and attorney John Deaton. More details at SRNNews.com.